You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Kia ora, Desley, how are you?
I'm really good. Happy Suffrage Day, Annabelle.
Oh, it's today's the day.
Today is the day. 130 years ago, since the passing of the Electoral Act, which made us, of course, the first self-governing country in the world to enshrine in law the right for women to vote in parliamentary elections. A major milestone. New Zealand led the way. Kate Sheppard, you know, probably our most renowned suffragette, who is on our $10 bill, replaced the Queen, actually, in 1991, I think it was. And it's still today. So a pretty big day for us.
Yeah, what have you got planned?
Well, there's a memorial event that happens in Khartoum Place, which most people will know. It's a sort of a suffrage memorial place in the city, also known as Te Hautine Place. And there's going to be an event there between 12 and 1. You're going to hear from people, you know, great-great-granddaughter of a suffragist, the President of the New Zealand Council of Women, Barbara Myers, myself and other people, really celebrating that, you know, today is such a special day for women, for leadership, for equality, but the fight isn't over.
Yeah, and I've noticed that there's a bit of art going on. There's also there's a few installations around the city, which is cool to see for the event.
Yeah.
And also, there's a... just at the Mount Roskill Library, they're doing a reenactment of the petition that was presented to Parliament. That was over...
It was
270 metres long, and so they've got a replica.
Oh, that is going to be so cool. Just unreal. I mean, New Zealand literally led the world in this space, and I think that is absolutely something worth celebrating, yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about I wonder if you could maybe help, for people that don't know about it, explain a bit about what people can submit on the possibility of Māori seats being added to the Auckland Council. Because we're about to run out of time on that, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's not easy. It's actually quite complicated. So, you know, already Auckland Council, by law, has an independent Māori statutory board that has nine members, and they sit on all committees except for the one that the mayor chairs. They're able to vote, etc. We also have things like co-governance bodies such as the Te Puna Maunga Authority, which looks after the 14 Te Puna Maunga ancestral mountains of Tamaki Makaurau. We've got a forum with all the 19 iwi and hapu and Tamaki Makaurau. But also, we are now asking Aucklanders whether they want to have Māori seats. In other words, that is an opportunity for people to break off and not just have a general role for elections and local government, but to have a Māori role and a general role, like we have in parliamentary elections, and for Māori to vote for specific Māori candidates or councillors to sit on the governing body. So that's on top of the current work we have. And it's very complicated, because not only do they ask, do you want addition and have, you know, Māori elected councillors, but what sort of election do you want that to go by?
It's either, so you can choose from the parliamentary model, the Royal Commission model, or you can also select a different model as your choice.
Yeah, and just to explain what they are, the parliamentary model is probably the easiest, in so much that it is set by the number of people on the Māori roll. So, you know, there's about 11.5% of people living in Aucklanders that currently are on the Māori roll. So based on those figures, you'd probably have one or two elected Māori ward members on the governing body. Mm-hmm. If you had the Royal Commission model, and this is a model when the super city was set up by the Royal Commission, they suggested that you have three safeguarded Māori seats. So one member appointed by Mana Whenua, that is the people who whakapapa to the region itself, and then two elected Māori ward members. That would require legislative change.
Yeah.
Because you know that we, in the end, Parliament didn't go for that Royal Commission model. And of course, any other model is, you know, whatever everybody else sort of thinks. So it's not an easy thing to say, but I suggest people read carefully the material and have their say before the 24th of September.
Yep, yep.
They can go online on the AK Have Your Say website or just email Māori Seat Consultation at aucklandcouncil.govt.nz.
Oh, great. That's easy. Yeah, and I went and had my say last night and checked it out, and I found the information all super easy to read and pretty, yeah, explained it very well.
Excellent.
Yes. I was like, okay, cool. I feel like I'm making an informed decision. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Desi.
Hey, no worries.
Can I just ask one other thing? Can we just do a little PSA for people that there is going to be tsunami siren testing on Sunday?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that happening?
This is a biannual thing we do. On Sunday, at midday, we are going to test our sirens for tsunamis. Now, so there's no, please don't be alarmed. It is a test. Also, don't be alarmed if you live near... don't be alarmed if you live near a siren and you don't hear anything, because there are some that we know already are getting to end of life. But it is a system that we have that we think is important to test. And I just want to say, if there is a tsunami and your siren doesn't work, we will be putting up an emergency mobile alert like you've had before on your phone, which will tell you, what to do.
So also, there's more than just the siren.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just one of the tools in our toolkits we have that we like to, test regularly, yeah.
Yeah, good. And that's also, for any sound artists out there, it'd be good to get, your field recording of the spooky siren sound. It's quite haunting, eh?
If that's your gig, yeah.
Oh, I think there'd be plenty of BFM listeners that'd be into that.
Okay, we'll head to Oriwa.
All right. Thanks, Heath. Great chatting to you, Desi.
No worries, Annabelle. You have a good day, and don't forget to celebrate Suffrage Day. Excellent.
Will do. See ya.
See ya.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.